Hi, this is Jenny White, the host of the Business Growth Podcast, where we talk to entrepreneurs, business owners, and high-level executives to learn best practices, how to grow your business from a variety of different industries and verticals. Anyone and everyone can get knowledge from this show, and we're excited to have you here.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Business Growth Podcast. I'm Jenny White. I'm here today with Zach Glassmith. He's the CEO of Miraflora, an amazing CBD e-commerce brand that he's been in charge of for the last couple of years. Zach, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm excited to have this conversation with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
For sure. We were just talking about the trials and tribulations of regulatory bodies compounded with building a brand and amazing products and releasing those brands, or those brand products rather, to the public in general. And Zach, you've definitely taken the bull by the horns to take Miraflora from where it was at in late 2020 when you came into the game to where it's at now. I'd love for you to share a little bit of your story and how you got involved with Miraflora.
Yeah, I really was super interested in the company of Miraflora and the project because of kind of the single source nature of their hemp. I've been working in the CBD industry since just after the Farm Bill passed, when we all came up from above ground. And kind of the open secret in the CBD business is that there's like 8 mega farms, and some of them are doing an incredible job. And I don't mean to disparage them at all, but you might try 4 or 5 different brands and you're really trying the same active ingredient. So Miraflora is one of the only, but certainly not the only one, one of the only people who we have single source hemp. So everything in every one of our products is all of that CBD is grown on our farm that we bought from the people who had the land deeded to them by Ulysses S. Grant in like the 1850s. Wow. So we're in a super unique position of having a record of every single thing grown on the farm. So when we say there have been no pesticides used on the farm, we can prove that empirically. And we don't even allow the farm manager to have like a can of Raid underneath the sink if he gets ants in the house, because I want to be able to say there have been no pesticides on the land ever.
Wow.
That ability to like,
can say that.
Yeah, exactly. And that ability to like be able to see that whole picture. And, you know, we have water rights, so our crops are fed with Rocky Mountain snow melt, and we have alpacas for fertilizer and ladybugs for pest control. And it's like kind of a Thomas Kincaid painting of a place.
Oh my gosh. And
so the single source hemp, and also at Miraflora, one of our main products is a line of CBD sparkling beverages. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a super interesting corner of the market. Where there are definitely brands who are doing good things.
Yeah.
But I think that there's not like an overwhelming leader in the space yet.
Yeah.
If, you know, we look at the demographic data, most people have not tried CBD. More people in the United States have not tried CBD than have.
Yeah.
But I would wager that everyone's had a drink out of a can before. So we're putting... right. Yeah. So putting that like... that new product in a very familiar delivery method, I think, you know, want to make it more accessible and make it something that like you can use after your workout or after a long day instead of having that third cocktail, and
wow,
make it, you know, into your routine. It doesn't have to be this big other thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, Tom Holland was just talking about, you know, if I just invented alcohol today, and I went around and told you, hey, I just invented this new drink and it's going to make you lose your inhibitions and say stupid things and get aggressive, act stupid. He's like, would you want it? And be like, no, get that stupid juice out of here. And you know, it's like, yeah, we're so inundated with what alcohol is in this society and all over the world, right? But I think if you're smart about the delivery methodology, first of all, and you're smart about the mechanism of, hey, you want something to relax, to have, to release, to, we all crave that, and we all self-soothe or self-medicate in some sort of it, you know, even technology, screen time, all of that is some sort of shopping, like, right, like all of these things
sure
accomplish similar things in our brain and our you know, from endorphins to serotonin to all of these things that we're producing. So how about, you know, releasing that attachment to alcohol and instead replacing it with, you know, look at LaCroix, look at the beverage industry alone. Like, you're hitting on multiple industries, let alone alcohol and everything, right? But there's an educational component, like you're saying, to that. So whenever you're educating people and trying, of course, then with education comes behavioral change. So now you've got to get somebody to change a behavior that has been ubiquitous across their experience in life, their society, their family. But I like it. I like it a lot. I actually had an idea a long time ago. I don't care. I'll put it out there. If somebody wants to do it, they can do it, or you can do it. And it was going to be called the Mixer Elixir. And it was going to be like, instead of, you know, sugary, gross, you know, sticky, high fructose, you know, whatever that we have, and even like aspartame and stuff, there's so much you can achieve with, you know, herbs or, you know, flavors mm-hmm. that are actually natural. So I love that Miracle is in that space, and that we reimagined that evening cocktail.
Yeah.
And you I want one.
I'm sure we can arrange that. One of my like favorite statistics, there's like a Wikipedia article that lists like notable inventions by country.
Uh-huh.
And in Ireland, there's a 300 year gap of notable inventions after whiskey is invented. So they just took a little bit of time to get their feet under the desk after figuring out. And like, you know, obviously that Wikipedia article is there. That's a true fact. I haven't independently verified. And like, I don't mean to drag people who want to drink at the end of the night, because we do CBD cocktails for certain events. And we also do CBD mocktails. But I think we're seeing in a lot of the markets where we're seeing a lot of markets where alcohol is not dominating the beverage space like it once did. And we're having conversations with really interesting avenues of people who are saying, because if you set up something, you know, whether it's a concert venue or one of those like fancy movie theaters where you can get drinks and things.
Yeah.
Overwhelmingly, people are making their money at the bar.
Sure.
No matter what kind of business it is. And people are seeing less binge drinking and even less social drinking in several major markets in the US. Mm-hmm. And they want to have something to fill that mm-hmm. and want to have something that gets people going out.
They,
you know,
revenue without alienation.
And I saw that in mm-hmm. Seattle, there's like a sober bar.
Yeah.
Where it's like everything there is, it's all cocktails and, you know, seltzers and things, but it's all non-alcoholic.
That's so cool. I wish Matthew Perry had gotten the chance to do all that. You know, it's like, because for me, it's such the social aspect of it. It's the celebratory aspect of it. And, but the older you get, and we all know this, the worse it feels. And you right. just know that's not the business. I mean, it is a huge
And I think, business. Sorry.
Yeah.
The way that you're saying the older you get, the worse it feels. Unfortunately, that's true for just full on everything.
Right.
And I, you know, like I was never an athlete to any great level, but I like to play sports. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I have one knee that's just for show, and the ankle on the other foot is giving out. And like, what we always talk about of like, who's the ideal Mirafora customer?
Yeah.
Talk about somebody who wants to be able to do these things all the time. I want to be able to like answer a text message on a Saturday and say like, do you want to go play soccer? Yes, I do. And then on Sunday, do I want to play golf? Yes, I do. And not then have the rest of my week being like I'm a patient in like a wartime hospital under all the covers.
Yeah.
So like, I, you know, want to be able to like enjoy myself, enjoy the things I like to do, but I'm getting older and my joints aren't as good as they used to be. And so I do think, you know, I'm not like, I think a CBD evangelist. Like there are some people who are saying it will fix everything you've ever had wrong. And I don't think there is such thing as a silver bullet in the world.
Right.
But it does help me. Like it helped my joints and it helps, you know, I don't have that maybe last cocktail of the night. I have a CBD beverage that's more hydrating instead. And then I feel great the next morning. And I think like all of that, being able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. I'm not having to be so militant, you know, like I have to stretch every day and or I'm going to hurt. And that is just the fact. Yeah. But I don't have to stretch for an hour.
Right.
And if I do a little bit to maintain and to be able to enjoy my life, then it's a lot easier.
Absolutely. So, Zach, are you guys selling strictly through e-commerce? Or are you also distributing to like stores and, you know, other locations, restaurants, bars, et cetera?
Yeah, we do have a wholesale distribution as well. Most of it is in Colorado right now. But, you know, we're looking at some potentially interesting opportunities in other markets.
Cool.
And that's been an interesting side of the business because people are still trying to figure out where to put CBD.
Right.
And, you know, we've had, at certain times, we've had a lot of liquor store clients. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, the same thing. I don't need to tread over what we just talked about. But, like, if I go for a bottle of whiskey, you're asking me to make several mental jumps to get to a CBD beverage.
Exactly.
And that's not right. I think that the right channel is, like, health food store and grocery store. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There are some standalone...
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly. Yep. There are some standalone CBD boutiques. Right. Yeah. And everywhere in Portland has it already.
They do.
So we're anxious to be in there.
Yeah.
But like CBD specific stores are an interesting one because some of them are fantastic. Like there's one that we do business with in Virginia that's really lovely. One in New York that's really great. But then there are a lot of these that are like, you know, they're like old converted head shops and you walk in and they're really selling Delta 9 under the counter. And, you know, I'm not trying to tell anyone how to live their life, but that's not something I want our brand to be associated with.
That's not your brand at all.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, I think like the most impressive parts are the lineage of this land and the seeds and the product. I don't know who could even compete on that level. That is what is going to attract, you know, the types of consumers that I think we want, right? Because they're going to identify with that and want that product. This is almost like for the health conscious. I mean, there's a lot of different markets you can hit, but yeah, I definitely agree with like the health food store and I love it for restaurants, you know, restaurant and bar scene too.
Yeah. And we've been doing a lot of like farmers markets too, which has been really fun to get in front of people and to see, like, we've been sponsoring some races. Like we sponsored the Denver and the Boulder marathons this year.
Cool.
And the Boulder marathon actually went within like a block of our farm, which was really fun. We tried to like get people to run an extra block to, if they wanted to see alpacas, but weirdly at mile 15 we didn't get a lot of takers.
The farm on the route, that's what I would shoot
I hopefully next year we'll see.
Yeah, but that would be awesome.
And we have like sampling set up, and I think what's really nice is, like, you know, we think of this as like CBD is like the little brother of THC and it's all very like, cloak like and
harmless,
dagger,
the little harmless brother, you know, that everybody likes but they don't really know who he is because he's in the shadow of his older brother.
And exactly.
Then, you know, he's like coming of age now, so he's kind of getting out there. He maybe like he's gonna get ready to go to prom, you know. So
right.
Yeah.
And when we give someone like at, you know, they do like the race expos the day before the marathon.
Yeah.
And we give someone like, you know, we'll make some kegs of our beverage and give it to people to try, like, hey, you can drink this tonight and it will like help you kind of recover a little bit before the race. And sometimes people will be like, oh, I should have it after, right? Because I don't want to get high. It's like, no, you can have it now, you can have it later. Whenever you have it, you're not going to get high. That's not how this thing works.
You see, and that's where I'm saying, like, the education where the education meets the behavior change. That's where, and it's going to happen because it's just going to take a little bit of time. But that's time and messaging and that's it. It's time and messaging. And you get people like my parents who, you know, I remember when my grandmother was in the hospital and she had basically given up the will to live because she had all this like intestinal surgery and She had, I don't know how much of her lower intestines removed. And I said, this is when they were, she was up in Oregon. And I said, Dad, like, Oregon has medical marijuana. Like, my dad was a cop. And he's like, no, no, absolutely not. I said, no, Dad, listen to me. She has lost the will to live. She is not going to eat. She has refused to eat for how much? She's on a tube. She's weighed, she was down to like 80 something pounds, a woman who's the same size as me. And I said, Dad, talk to the doctor, ask him about medical marijuana. Sure enough, literally saved her life, got her appetite back. She was, you know, discharged from the hospital. That changed. That was a big, big moment that changed how my dad perceived, you know, an illegal substance that he, as a cop, was, you know, so that's education. That's a big, big emotional moment to get that shift in him. Now, you know, I've seen in my dad's, you know, toiletry bag, you know, CBD balm for his, he needs two total knee replacements. I told him about problems with my dog. He's like, oh, I saw something about CBD for dogs. Have you looked into that? And I'm like, okay. The tide right. is turning. So if you can get a 75-year-old cop, you know, former cop to now understand the medicinal and the sort of therapeutic and drug-like attributes, hallucinogenic attributes or something, then we're on a good path.
Absolutely. And I think the more people who have stories like that of like, this has helped me, I send it to my grandfather. I love that man so much. He's never eaten a vegetable in his life. He's never stretched for one second. So his back is sore, and he puts that stuff on, and it really, you know, seems to help him a lot. He says it helps with his mobility. And the more people who have stories like this, the less it will seem like this unapproachable product that, you know, is borderline lascivious, and yeah. more that it's something, you know, like, I don't turn my nose up if someone has Advil in their medicine bag when we go on a trip. And I think right. CBD should be, even though it is not a medicine and it's not a drug, it should be in the same category as something that you can just have with you.
Oh yeah. And I mean, at some point there was, what was the stat, like medical malpractice or medical intervention was the fifth leading cause of death, and NSAIDs caused, I don't know, an astronomical amount of intestinal internal bleeding. I mean, it's, so sure, we're up against a lot of big brand propaganda, but this is where we're at now. I mean, this is what's cool about, you know, utilizing social media, utilizing multi-channels, utilizing messaging ambassadors, all kinds of stuff, affiliates. I mean, the sky's the limit for how you can get your message out, and I'm sure you will continue to do that. But yeah, that's all the time we have for today. Zach, thank you so much for joining us. It's so fun talking to you, and you are practically a neighbor, so I may have to come pick up some of that seltzer.
Absolutely. I'm sure we'll see you around town.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.